May I speak in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. As it is written in the book of the words of the prophet Isaiah, prepare the way of the Lord. Make his paths straight. The prophets of the Old Testament loved a good show. When they delivered a message, usually a message of repentance, they wore hair shirts or smeared themselves with ashes. They had visions of angels and walked into lions' dens and got swallowed by giant fish. By the time of Jesus, the stories of those prophets had been around a long time. The book of Jonah was 400 years old. Isaiah was 800 years old. And people didn't do those things anymore. Those stories of prophets in the wilderness wearing sackcloth and ashes and telling people to repent, they weren't contemporary for the peers of Jesus. They were old-timey and weird. And so who should come along but John, the son of Zechariah, known to us now as John the Baptist, an old-time prophet wearing a hair shirt and eating locusts. We learn that from other gospels. Quoting an 800-year-old book and telling people to repent of their sins. Like it still mattered. And that is the message of John the Baptist, which to me is terrifying. That what we do with our lives might actually matter. That when the prophet Isaiah said, prepare ye the way of the Lord, he was speaking to each of us individually about the terrain of our own hearts. And the crooked being made straight and the rough places smooth sounds great as kind of a metaphorical image of the healing of the world. It sounds actually very unpleasant if the rough places and the crooked paths are in you. John the Baptist comes to prepare the way for Jesus. And every Advent he calls me to account. And I imagine him out in the desert with long hair and crazy eyes and looking right into my soul. And if he were here to preach to us today, he might ask, where are the mountains and hills in your heart that need to be made low? Are there things in your life that are so built up that you can't see God anymore? Have you made a mountain out of success or comfort or pride? Are there hills blocking your access to the people who need you? What else has become built up in your life so high that you can't see Jesus? And are you willing to let those hills and mountains be bulldozed if it means you might have a better view? But conversely, where are the valleys in your heart that need to be filled? Places of loneliness or desperation or doubt, where hope is starting to fade? What keeps you awake at night with worry about the future? And could those valleys somehow become places that you open up and let Jesus fill in with the promise that You will never suffer or struggle alone. And where in each of our hearts are the rough places and the crooked paths? When I think of a rough place, I think of scar tissue. And as we go through this world, we all accumulate scars from things said or done to us, things we've witnessed, parts of our lives that haven't turned out the way we hoped or planned. And those scars over time can accumulate and begin to roughen and harden us and make it more and more difficult for us to be the people God calls us to become. So could you be willing to open yourself up and let those scars be revealed, if it means that Jesus could help them begin to heal? And as we enter into Advent, I've been asking myself these questions in prayer. In this morning's collect, we ask God to give us the grace to forsake our sins and heed the warnings of the prophets. I've been wondering if those are things I really want. Will I even recognize myself if I let God tear down the mountains and fill in the valleys, bulldoze the hills and make all of the rough places smooth? And the answer is, I don't know. All of my sins and scars and worries and pride, part of me would love to be rid of those things, and that part of me wants to throw the gates open for the coming of the Messiah and prepare the way for Jesus to enter into my heart and life as though for the very first time. But most days, a stronger and louder part of me wants to know, would those sacrifices be worth it? Do I really have to give up all my sins? I hear some of you laughing. But should I want to give up my scar tissue when it protects me and keeps me safe? Do I even want a glimpse of the fullness of the life Christ is calling me into, if it means I might have to leave my easy, comfortable life behind? But this is why God sends us the prophets. The prophets of long, long ago, and later John the Baptist to prepare the way for Jesus. Because God knows that each of us has to prepare the way for the Lord, and that most of us don't want to do it because it will mean we have to give something up. But God's promise to us is that we will not be left comfortless, that we're not sent off into the wild terrain of our hearts to smooth those rough places alone. And as we draw closer and closer to Christmas, we remember our losses. We deal with our families. We worry about money and time. Those hills and valleys and rough places start to rise to the surface. What better time to open ourselves up and let the light of Christ shine into our hearts to truly prepare the way and open ourselves up to the risk of becoming who God calls us to be. Amen.